They say health is wealth,
but it's often taken for granted.
When good health falls out of place, all else folds apart. To be on the safe side of the divide, listen to Medic 951. On Nigeria Info. Keep track on health matters on Medic 951 on Nigeria Info.
Medic 951 Reloaded, your weekly health program on 95.1 Nigeria Info, Abuja.
Hello and welcome to Medic 951 Reloaded. My name is Dorcas. You can call me your health guard on radio. Medic 951 has been repackaged to keep you better informed and educated on health-related issues. As you already know, very little can be done when you're not healthy. So be intentional about ensuring you stay healthy. On today's episode, we'll be talking about nutrition for pregnant women, with a focus on identifying local foods to meet nutritional needs. We will also look at the importance and benefits of nutrition during pregnancy. We will be speaking with a nutritionist on the topic and focus for today. You will also get to hear the voice of some mothers sharing with us their food routines on a daily basis and how it has helped them during pregnancy. According to a finding by WHO, eating a nutritious diet during pregnancy is linked to good brain development and a healthy birth weight. It can also reduce the risk of many birth defects. A balanced diet will also reduce the risk of anemia, as well as other unpleasant pregnancy symptoms such as fatigue and morning sickness. With that said, come with me as we feel the pulse of some mothers who have children already and some who are expectant on their feeding routine.
Medic 951, your health, first.
Basically what I want to eat, but then being careful of things that give me a lot of gas in my system or in my tummy. So I was avoiding beans or anything that would give me that heartburn. I was also avoiding carbonated drinks because of the gas intake and all that. So I made sure that I didn't have a whole lot of that. But then take a whole lot of water, fruits, it helps your digestion as well. Take less of carbohydrates so that you don't have a baby that's too big and then you're trying so hard to push.
During my antenatal, I remember the doctor saying, madam, have you eaten today? What did you eat? And so forth and so on. He'll be like, okay, make sure you eat healthy. So when I gave birth, I mean, my child came out healthy, so it was fine. Like, I would advise, always eat healthy.
Okay, my pregnancy routine. I don't have much pregnancy routine. So what I just do, basically, I change my water. Normally, I take pure water and then I take my office water, but then I just do bottle water. Then my food is the normal food I eat. Sometimes I have cravings to eat different things. So I just go with my spirit, like whatever I'm craving for at the moment, that's what I eat. Then I make sure I take my routine drugs. I think those ones suffice for all the nutrients that I need as a pregnant woman. So basically, that's all, that I don't do strict things like I need to eat this, I need to eat that. I just do what my heart feels like eating at the moment.
You're expected to do a lot of things that really does not follow when you're pregnant, because your hormones actually dictate at that time. Yes, you're conscious of taking a lot of fluid and then conscious of eating, but most times your instinct and your body does tell you what to eat per time. Supplements and drugs given helps with that, because the bottom line is how much nutrient do you get from our daily food, our food we have available. So the routine, supplements and drugs helps with everything you need during pregnancy.
Medic 951, your health first.
Let's take a breather and listen to a song by Maccabee. When we come back, we'll go straight into the interview session.
Medic 951 Reloaded.
A Chinese proverb says, he who takes medicine and neglects to diet wastes the skill of his doctor. You are listening to Medic 951 Reloaded, and we are talking about nutrition during pregnancy. Joining me now via telephone on the conversation is a nutrition head, Mrs. Adebayo. Thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, listeners.
Right, so tell us, why is nutrition important for pregnant women?
Nutrition is very important and is an aspect of health that tells us what we eat, when we eat, and how to eat. So we know that nutrition, we cannot just say nutrition. We have to define, is it adequate or inadequate? Mm. Nutrition can be adequate or inadequate. So now we are talking about adequate nutrition. Mm. Adequate nutrition is very much important for every individual. Talking about is important in pregnancy.
Yes.
Cannot be overemphasized. So it is very important so that the woman will be able to stay healthy and sound. It is important for the woman to prevent what we call fatigue in pregnancy and early morning sickness. You know, our pregnant women usually complain of early morning weakness. When if they eat right, this will be corrected.
All right, ma'am. So tell us, how can you assess nutritional status when pregnant?
Okay, you can assess nutritional status through many ways. There are four different ways you can assess. Although, because of the physiological changes that occur during pregnancy, we know that some changes that occur in pregnant women, you cannot really say that this is what you are going to use out of the four things. So you have to pick one or two of those assessments.
Okay.
So out of this is the anthropometric assessment, where you check the measurement of the body dimension and proportion of the woman using BMI, which is a body mass index, or you use the MOAB tape. There's a step we use in measuring the left upper arm of pregnant women to check if they are malnourished or not. For the BMI, you check if the fatness is getting too much or not eating enough. So that is anthropometric. It's basically checking the measurement of the body.
Okay.
So there's another one we call biochemical assessment.
Mm.
This one is basically in the lab, where they take samples and they check the level of vitamins, amino acids, and zinc in the body. So there's another one that is called clinical assessment. This clinical assessment is very simple.
Mm.
Just looking at the appearance of your patient, your pregnant mother, looking at the palm, the surface of the palm, or the eyes, or the skin. You know, if you look at the skin of some people, you can tell if the person is having low blood level, with their son. So these are part of assessment that we use. Then there is one that we call dietary assessment.
Okay.
Dietary assessment is when you ask questions. You ask your client about what they took maybe in the last 24 hours. You ask them to recall. You ask them to report 24 hours ago and tell you what they ate for morning, afternoon, or at night, and tell you how they, you know, prepare it, and then the portion and size of the food. So from there, you're able to put one or two of those assessments together and see the status of the pregnant mother.
All right, please tell us about hormone nutrient deficiency in pregnancy. Are there
hormone
any?
Yes, there are.
Okay.
There are some common nutrients. The common ones are the iron, folate.
Okay.
Iodine, calcium, and vitamins. They are the main ones that even WHO have recommended that all pregnant women should take supplements for this.
Right.
Because it's usually not enough. Because if you are looking at the pregnant mother is not eating for only herself again. She's eating for herself and her baby.
Yes.
So she needs to supplement to add to whatever she's having before. So the WHO has recommended that every mother should take a daily supplement of iron, folic acid, and calcium.
Okay. Okay, tell us some of the local foods. Can you identify some of them that are nutritious?
Yes.
Especially during pregnancy?
Legumes.
Okay.
Like beans. All these local eggs, all these dairy products, soya beans. You want to gain what we call calcium. Calcium, if you take soya beans, you can gain a lot of calcium in it.
Okay.
Understand?
Okay.
For iodine, if you take seaweed, dairy products, iodine can be important from it.
Mm.
Therefore, iron, dairy products, beans, meat, even liver, you can get iron from all these things.
Okay.
So it's just a method of preparation, all, you know, the hygienic procedure that is not there. That's why we are not able to get all these things. That's why we are, advising on supplements.
All right, thank you so much. We don't have much time, but good enough, we're still going to have you in the next episode to talk about initiation of breastfeeding. Let's just wrap this session up right now with your call to pregnant women on nutrition during pregnancy.
Oh, my message to them, they should imbibe on healthy eating habits. It is very important. And they should please, as soon as they discover that they are pregnant, they should please have their antenatal. Antenatal is very important because in antenatal, you're able to get enlightened. You're able to get all this information that is required for you to eat very well and to, prepare yourself for the period of pregnancy, delivery, and lactation period. That's when you are breastfeeding. And then, all these are supplements. You should please always take it the way they are prescribed.
Okay.
Yes, I'm Mr. Adebayo from Abuja Municipal Area Council Health Department, Nutrition Health.
Thank you, Ma. Bye for now.
Bye.
Medic 951 Reloaded.
Now that you know the importance of nutrition during pregnancy, mothers, please ensure you eat the types of food that will keep you and your baby healthy. Remember, good nutrition during pregnancy begins with a healthy diet containing adequate amounts of protein, vitamins, and minerals, which is gotten through eating a variety of foods, including fruit, vegetables, meat, fish, nuts, and whole grains. Healthy eating will help to prevent excess weight gain during pregnancy and also improve pregnancy and birth outcomes. And so we come to the end of today's episode of Medic 951 Reloaded. Join me again, same time, same station, for another episode of Medic 951 Reloaded. My farewell words to you is, be intentional about staying healthy. It always helps. I remain yours, Dorcas. Bye-bye.
They say health is wealth,
but it's often taken for granted.
When good health falls out of place, all else folds apart.
Folds apart.
To be on the safe side of the divide, listen to Medic 951. On Nigeria Info. Keep track on health matters on Medic 951 on Nigeria Info.
Medic 951.